What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast post-Bengals disaster, pre-Dallas Cowboys, who knows, show. It's Tuesday. This is going to hit everywhere, all our where our podcast hits, and it's everywhere. They'll be on Tuesday afternoon and then on Wednesday on Silver and Black Pride on the site. So I appreciate you. You know, if you remember, and this season seems so long, but if you remember the beginning of this three-game skid against the New York Giants 2 weeks ago, the Raiders lost. And I'm like, I don't know if this means this is the start of another skid. Crap happens. The NFL is crazy. And through 11 weeks, it's been nuts. I've never seen anything like this where both conferences are so wide open. I asked two friends yesterday, one in the business and one guy who keeps close tabs on it. Just, hey, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl right now? And it's not an easy question. If I had to guess right now, and it can always change, but right now, my guess would be the Ravens and the Packers. And the Ravens almost lost last week. They didn't have their quarterback. And the Packers did lose last week. One friend, the friend in the business, I think it's the Cardinals and the Ravens. That's pretty okay, because the Cardinals have been doing good without their quarterback. He's coming back. The friend, who's a big fan but not in the business, says Chief Packers. Who knows? And then the friend in the business goes, you know what? If you told me right now it's going to be the Colts and the Vikings, I'm like, okay. So the point is, it's wide open and the Raiders are still in this thing. They still have a shot. Right now they're number 11 in the AFC. They're 5-5. Seven teams go to the playoffs, and they got to win this game, right? But so my point, my original point is, I don't know if this is the beginning of the skid. It looks like a beginning of the skid. I mean, they're 5-5. They were 6-4 last year. But it's not necessarily over, but they got to figure it out. And they can, because it's so week to week. What's going on in the offense is very alarming. They look completely out of sync. They clearly missed the element that Henry Ruggs gave them. But see, that's their fault, because this wasn't a number one receiver. This was a speed element guy. This was a guy that was, you know, they're too reliant on the ensemble, and they don't have enough studs. Brian Edwards is a nice player, but two of these three games, he's had zero catches. Now, one, he had three catches for 88 yards, I think it was. That's impact. But this guy doesn't have enough catches. Zay Jones, let's stop talking about Zay Jones being a quality starter until we see that he can be. He's had one catch in three games. Excuse me, one catch in each of the last three games. What if Renfro wasn't there? Golly. Five catches by the receivers. So they miss Ruggs. And the offense is a little bit of a mess. And they're turning the ball way too much over. They weren't turning the ball over when they were 5-2. They've turned the ball over, what is it, six times in the last three games? Carr has committed five turnovers in the last three games. The penalties? I mean, this is a team that, in the last two games, and they're supposed to be in a playoff hunt, at home, this is a team that has been beaten by a combined score of 73-27 at home in two straight games. Now, see, you could take your analytics and any kind of numbers you want and crunch your numbers. That's the freaking bottom line. Right there. That's football. 73-27 in two games at home. My goodness. Derek Carr annoyed me last week. By saying this team is different, he said the same, pretty much, he said the same thing. He did say this team is different last year. You can't keep saying it, dude, and expect people to believe you. And I don't want to hear, oh, what else are you supposed to say? Say the truth. Come on. Say, okay, this team has to be different. We're going to do everything we can to show that we're different. I know I said last year that the team was different, and it wasn't. This year, we must do it. This week, his message is enough is enough. I like that better. Because in the Raider Nation, certainly enough is enough, right? You've had it. You're up to here. You deserve better. So we'll see. It starts on Thursday in Dallas, which has always been a difficult game. Because, you know, as the season ebbs and flows and some teams are better than thought, some teams are worse than you thought, there's injuries, games kind of change into, you know, what looked like an easy game in May ends up being a tough game in November. What looked like a tough game in September ended up being an easy game in September. You know, whatever your poison is, that's the point. This has always been a tough game, and it's going to be a tough game. I actually would have liked the Raiders' chances in this game better had the Cowboys won in Kansas City, but they lost. The offense was pretty bad, like the Raiders was against the Bengals. But I think this is going to be a very determined Dallas game. Playing on Thanksgiving is always special for this franchise and its fan base. It's going to be a pretty crazy atmosphere. And, you know, we'll see. But the Raiders can win. It's a really big deal that CeeDee Lamb may not play. The math looks like he won't play. But, you know, last night there was some reports saying that, you know, he might have a chance. You know, we'll see. He's going to do some light work today. We'll see. That's a big advantage for the Cowboys if he plays. Because they already got Cooper out. That sucks that the Raiders don't get to play Cooper. Takes a storyline away from all us journalists. But, you know, he's out for two games because he's unvaccinated, and that's the rules. And, boy, is he getting slaughtered in Dallas. Jerry Jones went after him a little bit. Michael Irvin went way deep on him. Yeah, crazy. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting game. And the Raiders, what are the keys? We always talk about the keys to the game, right? Well, it's, you know, hold on to the freaking ball. Don't kill yourself with penalties. Make a third down. That would be delightful, wouldn't it? This is a team that's is 2 for the last 16. Yuck. Yuckaroo. Yeah, I mean, that 2-16, one made third down in each of the last two games. I mean, come on. It's on everybody. You know, this running game is, they have the fifth worst per yard average in the NFL, rushing the ball. It's like 36 yards less than last year. And this is a team that added Kenyon Drake. You know, I don't know. I you know, all of a sudden, Josh Jacobs is not a special running back. He's above average. That can change. And I know, hey, it's the offensive line. This is the, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, it's the NFL. Figure it out. You know, the defense played better against the Bengals than it did against the Chiefs. It tired down, and, you know, but the Raiders didn't. I think I saw Vinny Bonsignore put a tweet out that the Raiders' longest drive was 3:44 on Sunday. I mean, the time of possession was enormous, so the defense was going to get tired. But, you know, it just isn't working right now. But it is correctable, but can they correct it? Again, I'm not going to say the season's over. But it doesn't, you know, I mean, it's not cutting time. It is time to get things done. And I think the coaching staff should be, you know, there should be some concern about this staff. I don't know. It's just, you know, Bisaccia left some timeouts on the table against the Bengals. Odd offensive play calls. I don't know if Greg Olsen should be your highest level offensive coach on a staff. I don't know if he's ever been the highest. I don't know, because, you know, what I'm trying to say, has he been an offensive coordinator on a team that had a defensive-minded head coach? I don't know that. Or special teams-minded in Rich Bisaccia's case. But I don't know if he should be your top-level offensive guy. You know, Gus Bradley's doing a good job. They got to find a way to keep Bradley, but I think changes, unless Bisaccia leads them to the playoffs, because if he does that, I think he should deserve serious consideration to stay. But if he doesn't, they need to make changes, big changes. And that's no knock on Bisaccia. That's just the way, after the Gruden thing, that's just the way this thing was likely going to head. That's what likely happens when there's interim coaches. There's a new regime. And I got thoughts on that, and I want to write about it, and we'll talk more about that. But I have thoughts on what Mark Davis should do as far as philosophy. I might save that. But, yeah, it's who knows. And if Derek Carr doesn't figure it out, there's going to be rumblings that the new staff might replace him. But, again, that's very tough to do because he is a solid guy. And it's who else are you going to get unless you go all in on Wilson and Wilson and Rodgers, you know, maybe you do that. We'll see. But, you know, that's, again, the craziness of the NFL season. 4 weeks ago, we thought we were beyond the Carr talk, but now everybody wants to get rid of him. So who knows? But each week's an opportunity. Each week's a new story. And that opportunity is happening real freaking quick this week because the Cowboys are staring at you. The Raiders are jumping on a plane on Wednesday. And maybe that's a good thing, that they can just get, you know, their head together, and go win a game and feel good about itself. And if it does, things are better. And it'll be a better Thanksgiving for everybody, right? So I'm going to let you go on that. Everybody that listens, I have a lot of longtime listeners from all the different podcasts I've done. I'm so happy to be at Silver and Black Pride podcast and Silver and Black Pride site. And thanks to my staff, BD, Matt, and Marcus. And I got a new person coming next week that we'll tell you about that I'm sure some of you are familiar with, more than some of you, I bet. Really good dude. So I'm really thankful for that. Thank you. I want you guys to have a great Thanksgiving. These are special times with your friends and your family, whoever you choose to be with. Be safe, be happy, enjoy the weekend. And if they win, even better. If they lose, shake it off. The Washington football team will be there next week, and we'll talk about that. So this is Bill Williamson, this is Silver Mark Pride. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Be safe. Be happy.